Welcome to Career Tools. Today's topic, resume accomplishments, examples, part two. Here we go.
Now we get to examples, right?
Oh, yes. Can't wait.
Yeah.
This is where the rubber meets the road. I mean, I think this really helped people because they've seen lots of bad ones. And so how do you turn it into something good?
And by the way, as Wendy says, if you really want to see a lot of bad resumes, hundreds, thousands, just Google or go to ask.com and type in resume.doc, right? R-E-S-U-M-E period D-O-C, just like it was a Word document. And you'll find pages and pages and pages and pages and pages and pages and pages of people's resumes. And I got to tell you something. They're not appreciably different from the resumes that I get. We get resumes that people ask me to review their resume, 11 pages long. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Or one guy sent 9 pages and says, I listened to your cast on resumes and this was the best I could do. Okay, I'm not interested. Look, I helped the guy, but I also said never, ever going to hire him. Because if that's the best you can do, you're not good enough for a job that I might have. I'm sorry. Yeah. So when you go to resume doc and you look at them, we didn't have anything to do with them. Those are just out on the web. That's where these examples came from. So I'll just go right through them. We got 10 of them. So it can take a little while, but Wendy's covered the waterfront here with a lot of different examples. So example number one, for a senior technical consultant, this is the job, and that was the title of his job. And here's the bullet. Define/create/track/analyze testing plans for new software and updates. Provide third-level customer support. Reviewer of all external communications. Okay, dude.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right.
That is so freaking normal. The whole issue of using response, and I could have a half hour discussion right now, but I know we're going long and I don't want to do that, about I don't have any accomplishments that I can remember that are any good or whatever. And so therefore I'm going to take responsibilities and turn them into accomplishments. I tell you folks, you do that, we just trash can your resume so fast, it will make your ears bleed. I tell you, and the reason why is because that's what people who got fired have to do because they don't have any accomplishments. And so they make responsibilities into accomplishments. So when you look at their resumes, there are bullets and it looks like there are accomplishments. But when you start reading them, it's like, that was what he was responsible for. He didn't actually do that. And it doesn't say how well he did it. And it doesn't say whether or not it was distinctive either. Literally is horrible.
It gets even worse where people put not their responsibility, but they put the responsibilities of a team. So it's like, it's even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Another level of indirection.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So this one's not quantified at all. And there might be as many as 3 accomplishments here. But providing third-level customer support is not an accomplishment. It's just a responsibility. Okay. But let's take the customer responsibilities as the example. Customer support staff are usually measured in terms of their success in resolving complaints within a certain time scale, right? That would be normal. Assuming this guy kept records, a better accomplishment bullet might be achieved 100% complaint resolution within target times by developing standard query resolution flowcharts. Now, mind you, we made that up because it ain't in his stuff, okay? The other thing, reviewer of all external communications? Yeah, so what? I know guys who were the reviewer of all external communications and got fired because of how poorly they did it. So you're the reviewer. Well, yeah, I'm the writer, but I can't make an intelligent English sentence. The fact that I'm the reviewer or the writer is irrelevant to a bullet. It might be a responsibility, but responsibilities are not bullets. Anybody who had your job and got fired could have your responsibility paragraph, period. So I promise you, you read this bullet, if you're an experienced resume reviewer, and we will assume that this person did not achieve against his targets, because if he had, it would be in there somewhere. And it's not. There's no data in there that says this guy did well. So, total disaster. We had to make one up for this guy. You know, Mike, it occurs to me there's something karma here. I shouldn't be too hard on people. We want you to have a good resume, folks. We want you to have an easy transition when you decide to make the transition or when you have to make the transition because you didn't decide. But heaven forbid that one of the people listening, one of their resumes was one we picked from randomly. Out of
that would be bad.
I can't imagine.
That would be bad.
Yeah, that would be bad. Example number two. This is for a network administrator job, or this is the title of the job Wendy got it from. Migrate company from Microsoft Hyper-V to VMware ESXi. So one more time. Migrate company from Microsoft Hyper-V to VMware ESXi. Okay. First of all, it's too short. It doesn't include stuff we want to know. A migration is a project. And so we'd immediately want to know, was it on time, on budget, or on scope? You could almost say, again, this is a responsibility, right? That's what his boss said. You got to migrate the company. Now, if he put down migrated, let's assume it's a typo, migrated. Okay, that'd be fine. But did the company go bankrupt because of the migration? I mean, I don't know. I mean, there are migrations that go well, and there are migrations that are total disasters.
That would be the problem for the recruiter or the manager. The fact that, like, I didn't say the company went bankrupt. So the fact that they assumed that it did because I didn't say otherwise, isn't that their problem?
Right. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. It's my problem. I read this resume and I throw it in the trash. It's totally my problem. You're right. I was wrong. I'm sure you did a great job. I feel badly now that you actually did good.
Are you making fun of me?
Mike, it just occurs to me, I've just had a flash of really, it's incredible. Now, the beauty of your words have caused me to realize the shame and guilt I must feel for the tens of thousands of resumes I've thrown away that were nowhere near anything close to what I was looking for. I was wrong on all of them. The burden is such that I don't think I can continue this cast. I'll let you finish. Now, we don't feel bad. Now, look, there are times when I look at a resume and go, you know, there's something my gut is telling me this guy's good. And I might actually put him in the go pile, but I usually don't because there's almost always two or three resumes that are just spot on perfect. Now, it could be that person turns out bad, but I only have to go on what I have in terms of the resume. But no, we don't feel guilty at all. We think it's completely the person who created the interview's fault, the resume's fault. It's their fault. It's not ours. We're not responsible for your resume. We're responsible for evaluating it. And we're telling you what the evaluation criteria are. So just follow it. We want you to be successful. We want to make it so that when people see a Manager Tools or Career Tools resume, they go, okay, I'm going to interview this guy. That's what we want. We want to make it harder for people. And we want you to be better at scanning them because you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to reverse engineer this as a manager. Okay, so if you don't include on time, on budget, on scope, okay, that you achieved the delivery of your project within the parameters, I assume you didn't. So you've got to include something about on time, on budget, on scope. So let's change this one. Again, with facts not in evidence in this bullet, we're making stuff up in order to create what could very well be a fiction. But if, in fact, you had done it well, you could say, delivered Microsoft Hyper-V to VMware ESXi migration on time, on budget, and in scope using PMI principles. Hoo-ah. That's good. Okay? A
few numbers would be better, though. I mean, there's no quantification.
Yeah. Right,
so.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Even you're absolutely right. So, delivered 4,000-person / $4 million budget Microsoft Hyper-V to VMware ESXi migration on time, on budget, in scope, using PMI principles. Hoo-ah.
I like that better.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, to be honest, if I knew the company used Microsoft Hyper-V and or VMware, because that takes up so much space and I wasn't sure I would get to one line, I might actually take that out and use the abstraction for what Microsoft Hyper-V and VMware ESXi are. For instance, if they were both relational database platforms, I could put database platform migration and I would save maybe 10 spaces or something like that. Or just database migration. And then when somebody asks what database, oh, it's Hyper-V to VMware ESXi. Huh, no, we use ESXi. Oh, cool. Good. Lucky me.
Cool. Okay. How about another one?
Another one in the technical world, project management consultant. Here's the bullet. Consolidated 25 million plus in accounts receivable data into one central office database infrastructure and network. Objectives included backup and backout procedures and validation of DB integrity once in production. Oh, how nice. We know what the objectives are. Not that he achieved them, but those were objectives. He actually got fired from this job, guys, because he didn't actually achieve the objective, but he wants credit for actually having been given that objective because that's somehow good. I don't know. Okay. And by the way, this thing is way too freaking long. It's Tolstoy. It's bad. Hey, look, guys, any accomplishment which is made up of multiple sentences is too long. I'm going to say that again more slowly. Any accomplishment bullet which is made up of multiple sentences is too long. Okay? Your resume needs to demonstrate that you can communicate clearly and succinctly, which is to say one less sentence, please. Second, in this, I've already said it, this accomplishment tells you the aim of the project, backup and backout procedures and validation, but it doesn't tell you if that stuff was achieved. I mean, I'm sorry, as Wendy puts it, we know what this guy was supposed to be doing. We don't know if he actually did it. Fail blog. So let's try this. Again, assuming facts, not in evidence here. Delivered consolidation of $25 million accounts, receivable data points into central office database, including required backup, backout, and integrity validation on time and budget using additive linear models for capacity planning. Okay. So
that's better.
Dude, that is forever. It is one sentence, but it is forever.
A long sentence.
So, okay, I'll desiccate it some more in a good way. And by the way, folks, I'm not saying desecrate. I'm saying desiccate, D-E-S-S-I-C-A-T-E. Look it up. Okay. Delivered 25 million data point consolidation on time and on budget, including 100% integrity requirements, capacity plan with additive linear model. That will fit on one line of a resume using our formatting guidelines. Hoo-ah. That's good. And there's a lot of meat in there. There's red meat in there for somebody to say, oh, tell me more about the additive linear model, or tell me more about the 25 million. Or you say on time on budget, what was the budget? What was the timeline? And now you're talking about what you did and how well you did it. That's exactly where you want to be. That's a sweet spot in an interview. You don't want to chat about the Wall Street Journal or about the weather, or about sports for 20 minutes. You want to get right to the meat of what you did. And look, if you spend an hour talking about what you did and how well you did it and the tactics and techniques you used and how you manage projects and how you work with people and you don't get the job, you were treated fairly and that's okay. If you don't get to that stuff, or if you give vague accomplishments and people don't know enough to ask you good enough questions, then you failed, and you failed going in, not actually in the interview, because they didn't know what to ask.
Okay. You got another one for us?
So yeah, I've got another one. The fourth example, a Linux system architect. Okay. Here's what we got. Develop QA processes and manage user acceptance test of 1,000 plus WISE custom application scripts in support of 10,000 seat. I'm sorry, I just can't finish.
I can't finish it.
Is it just because I've been doing these for 25 years and I've just gotten cynical? I'm going to try it again. Nobody laugh. All you listeners out there, don't laugh while I'm reading this, because if you laugh, I'm not going to make it through. Develop QA processes and manage user acceptance tests of 1,000 plus WISE custom application scripts in support of 10,000 seat Windows 2000 rollout using 12 project resources. Whoa.
Okay, so what was the accomplishment? Well, I understand there's a bunch of activity
the sentence
in there, but
I finished the sentence.
What did you do?
The accomplishment was I finished the sentence without laughing. No, look, it's not an accomplishment. It totally is not. He just describes activity he did. The question the resume needs to answer is not just what did you do, but how well did you do it? It's not enough to tell us what you did. It's not enough to say you did a project. It doesn't matter. Describing activity is not enough. Okay, maybe he developed the processes, but if they weren't implemented, or if they were and they didn't have any effect, the activity has no value. Every accomplishment needs to tie back to revenue or cost reduction for the company, or some form of process improvement in terms of time, which then could be translated, of course, into cost. Okay. A better accomplishment would be reduce bugs/lines of code 15% by developing and implementing QA processes, period. Now, you say, wait, how did you know that? We didn't. We had to make it up, because when we read this this thing about QA processes and user acceptance tests, like, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, that seems normal for this job, but I don't know how well you did it. And if I don't know how well you did it, I assume you did it poorly. Now, again, you might judge me. You might find me lacking. Trust me, I'm okay with that. But I've got 500 resumes to go through. HR doesn't know what I do. They really don't. You tell them whys, they're like, user acceptance test, that's something, right, with QA, I don't know. And so what, you're going to rely on them to make the screening? No, you got to do it. So you take a whole bunch of resumes home, and whilst everybody else in your family is watching TV, you throw resumes in the trash. That's what you do. And I talked to a manager once. I said, how many resumes do you take home when you got? He says, I don't take any resumes home. I just take whatever HR gives me and set up interviews. In fact, HR does it for me. It's pretty great.
Like, really?
Wow. Okay. No, not good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Another one.
Yeah. Number five, beta program manager. Here's the bullet. Fielded most of the communication addressed to the beta group, both internal and external.
Okay. I really don't know what that means.
Dude. Right. Yeah. There's two big things. Can I change that? Let me just say there are two gigantic things wrong with this accomplishment. It is the most incredibly vague thing I've ever read in my life. And I'm thinking, what does fielded mean? Fielded, right? Is it the mailman threw letters through the door or the transom? And I caught them. Hey, he's out. I caught it on the fly. Ooh, that was a one hopper. I short hopped that one. So he's safe at first, right? Or does it mean he answered each one personally? And was it phone or voicemail? Or was there a bug report? Or, you know, was there a project database reporting technique that everybody reported to the beta group for, or were ideation, we're doing brainstorming meetings or something. I don't know. Okay. Look, you don't know whether he answered every single communication personally, really stupid idea, or that he literally just noted that things came in and they all came into his email address and he farmed them out. Again, really stupid.
Well, the one that gets me though is the word most, like,
oh, that was
what does that mean? It's like I got all of them except the one that caused the project to fail, or
most. Well, I'll tell you, most, this person's probably thinking, I don't remember the percentage. I don't want to say a percentage. Okay, good for you. We appreciate that. And you're thinking it had to be 90, but you can't say 100, so you say most. Trust me, folks, most to me means 50.1%. And it implies that in the 49.9% was one that was really important.
Right.
That's yep, what I yep, think.
Yep, yep, yeah. Yep.
Second, but look, even worse, this guy's the beta program manager. He's talking about communications. I mean, okay, communication is important. It's almost as important as people. More communication is better, so I've heard. But is it important for a program manager to be dealing with all or most of all of the communications? Hell no, it's not. I mean, this accomplishment, which is not an accomplishment, implies he was down in the weeds dealing with everything, and that makes him a bad beta program manager. Your accomplishments need to reflect the level of your role.
So what would be a better one in this case?
You know, yeah, we're going to crawl out of the cellar here. Achieved 100% turnaround of all communication within deadlines by managing goals and workload of a team of three, period. Now, I got to tell you something. If that's a bullet, I'll give you full credit. It's technically an accomplishment bullet, and 80% of the resumes I see don't have a single accomplishment bullet on them. Yay, we got an accomplishment bullet, and it's really lame. And so I wouldn't, you know, we use a little alchemy to turn something, nothing into something, but it's a pretty low level something because we didn't have much to work on.
Good.
Look, if you're the beta program manager, I want to know about beta releases, and I want to know about how many betas become alpha, and I want to know, you know, how many go into production, and I want to know what your budget was and how many projects you delivered on time. And so, yeah, pretty simple stuff.
There you go. All right. We're halfway through. Give me one more.
Cool. Okay. Web developer. So here's the accomplishment. Actual accomplishment out on the web. Worked on websites, promotions, and email newsletters for Nestle Nutrition, PowerBar, Priya, and other sites. Okay. Those are Nutrition, PowerBar, and Priya, I'm sure, are brands or products for Nestle.
Okay. So again, this person is falling to the trap of describing an activity versus an accomplishment. But the other thing here, though, I think the person's falling into that kind of bugs me a little bit is as if just working with Nestle or PowerBar, Priya, whatever, like that's sufficient. Oh, they worked on a well-known site, so that's sufficient.
Yeah, there's two sides of this. There's two sides of this. First of all, I understand the interest. And if you do put that in, and we generally don't recommend it, you do get a little bit of credit for top-notch company, so probably using effective protocols and principles. And you can't be an idiot and work for one of the top 100 companies in the world. They're going to suss that out pretty quickly. We often see this in the technical field, in the web developer, and in the kind of jobs that can be contracted or it can be outsourced. When a consultant or a contractor wants credit, maybe he works at contractorssmallcompany.com and he gets bid out on a job and he's got 3 months to work for Nestle and he wants his resume to show that he worked at Nestle. It's not appropriate, folks, unfortunately. The customer is really not that important. What the customer thought of your work is way important. Now, look, it's great that you work for Nestle. If, when you finished the project, they said, we're never working with you again, you failed, dude. If it's not clear on your resume that you didn't fail, this is a great line. If it's not clear on your resume that you didn't fail, the reader, me, is going to assume you failed. But guys, those of you who know us know, what's the purpose of interviewing? If you're an interviewer, what's the purpose of interviewing? To say no. Well, isn't resume just a digital extension of interviewing on the front end? Sure it is. It's a weeding out process. I'm trying to say no. So yeah, I'm looking for a reason to say no. This guy didn't say he didn't fail. He failed. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It doesn't make me a bad person. Sometimes I feel like a bad person, but I know I'm secretly not. So let's make that a little bit better. Achieved 100% on time, on budget. Again, now guys, to be clear, facts, not in evidence. But anyway, achieved 100% on time, on budget, and customer satisfaction by developing 75-page flash-enabled website for Nestle. Okay, cool. Or achieved $4,000 additional follow-on revenue by developing 75-page flash-enabled website for Nestle. And there now what you're talking about is you're not name-dropping, right? And you could take out the Nestle. But now you have evidence, additional follow-on revenue based on the work that you did. That is success.
That's a lot better. Okay. One more.
Yeah. Language coordinator is the job. Here's the bullet. Became conversant with the different aspects in the insurance domain. Oh my God. I'm going to start again because I was just on a ramp.
You just couldn't do it, could you?
I was on the guffaw ramp. Okay. And by the way, folks, we read these casts before. We know these casts well, but I get excited about helping you guys. And then I read these bullets and it just takes me to this place that, I don't know, I feel like I'm reading somebody's resume and it's just awful. Became conversant with the different aspects in the insurance domain through working in the discipline with various insurance organizations. But look, folks, we could argue semantics, but we're not. Learning something is an accomplishment. So, okay, it's an accomplishment. So is tying your shoes, okay? Neither one of them are an accomplishment that needs to be on your resume. Sorry. All companies care about are revenues and costs. In other words, results. This accomplishment is not tied back to a reduction in cost for the company that this person worked for. And because of that, it's completely and utterly irrelevant.
You can see the logic though, right? I mean, there is some logic there, right? I learned this. It's incredibly important to know it and I know it and therefore it's valuable. So that
I like
sense.
That. You know, let me put on my helper hat rather than my cynical, I've seen 50,000 resumes and I have a BS detector on resumes, or I just have a crap detector. I'm like, oh, this one's crap. You're right. The logic is there. And what I would suggest, guys, if I put on my helper hat, I say, okay, let's tease that logic out a little bit, okay? Why is it valuable, right? You learn this. It's important to know this from insurance because you're doing this stuff and coordinating language. Okay, good. Help me with that. Why is you knowing that important? Where's the value? Now, okay, you start working at it. You think, well, why do I want to tell this guy that I learned a little stuff? Well, I was better. I got put on more jobs or whatever it is. And so then you're able to think that through a little bit further and you realize the learning in and of itself is not important, but the value you could deliver based on the learning was important. And so you now have a bullet that says reduced labor costs by $40,000 by developing insurance knowledge and averting need for additional hire. Okay. My kind of guy. I got to tell you something. When I turn to my team and say, what do you think? We need somebody else? The right answer is always no. It is. It really is. Now, you know, 9 times out of 10, the right answer is no. And then at the end, when everybody goes, yeah, I kind of think we do, then we're okay. But if you're the person who figures out, no, we'll figure out how to do it. And you just learn, you learn something new. You go make some relationships somewhere in the company. You create some additional efficiencies because you're willing to work at it. And suddenly we don't have to hire somebody new. That's huge. People are expensive. They're the most expensive thing on the balance sheet. And they're expensive every month.
There you go. Yep. Little knowledge.
Basically what this says.
Results.
Yeah, I could do two jobs. What's not to like about that for a hiring manager who doesn't have enough staff or enough budget? Yeah, I'll do both jobs. Really? And by the way, you know what's funny? The guys who can barely do one job, they want to get paid for two. The guys who volunteer to take on the second job, they never ask for a second pay. They don't say, you know, you need to pay me more before I'll do it. No, they just say, no, I need to do it. There's an idea of generalizing themselves to everybody else. And they say, if everybody else behaved this way, we'd be really profitable. We'd be really productive. And they'd be right. Love those kind of people.
Good. Okay. How about another?
All right. Java contractor. Okay. Member of design and development teams to create J2EE app to replace legacy wholesale floor plan application. I suspect, based on what I know, floor plan application, if you don't know this, in the automotive industry, folks, there's something called the floor plan where cars are put on dealer lots based on something called floor plan. But anyway, you say to yourself, member, right? I'm a collaborative person. And in the last 20, 30 years, there's definitely been a trend toward ever more team orientation in the workplace. You know, there are MBA programs that no individual gets a grade. It's always team grades. Everyone recognizes today that without other people, your job really couldn't get done. That's the whole point of being in a large organization, to allow the specialization of labor. Marketing needs production. Production needs marketing, blah, 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 blah. But guys, unfortunately, your resume is still about you. Okay? It's about the difference that you can make to a particular company. What the team achieved matters much less in this context, your resume context, than in any other. What did you do is what's important. Not to say you can't talk about your collaborative skills as the method, but you've got to talk about your achievement. What was your contribution? What happened that if you had not been there would not have happened? So we take that, and again, assuming facts, not at evidence, we say, designed and developed 15 to 20 project J2EE modules with less than 10% bugs by following best practice standards.
Yeah, a lot better.
Now, again, we're stretching here. We're assuming that that you have data around that. But now I'm thinking, okay, I see how many modules. And yeah, you certainly, some of your work was collaborative. And if somebody asks you, was that by yourself? Oh, gosh, no. I had to get all that done while being part of a team. And we had to agree on who's going to do what. I had to ask people for help. They had to ask me for help. We had to know where expertise was and who was good and who wasn't. Absolutely. Being part of a team is a huge part. I mean, when I've been on teams, I mean, when somebody mentions this, you give them a 90 seconds about teams. You say, when I've been on teams, I found that one of the best things I can do is understand the strengths and weaknesses of everybody else in the team. And that way, I don't assign somebody or ask somebody who's weak in X to do X. And I try to do my best to help them understand what my strengths and weaknesses are. And if we work well and we communicate well together, all of us produce more than we could individually. And I really enjoy working in teams. Man, you're going to get like 5 smiley faces and a gold star after that answer.
That's what I want. I want a gold star. That's what I want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you get a gold star. You have to put up with me.
Awesome. Awesome. Perfect. That's why I do this.
Good.
For that gold star. So, okay. So our audience skews technical, of course. But give me a non-technical example.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah. Concept artist. Straight off the web, folks. And here's the bullet. Concept to implementation of big event feature bonus. Oh, no. Now, here I am. I've been stifling my laughs. I'm finally in a professional mode. And there you are guffawing again, just taking blowing my spec. Yeah. This accomplishment is way too short. It also falls into the trap of trying to do too much. Look, when you create a career management document, you want to have as many accomplishments so that you can choose, or that you end up having to choose for your resume. When you're able to choose, you're able to choose which fit the role you're applying for, or the hiring manager that you know most closely, okay? This accomplishment could be 20 quantified accomplishments. You could put reduced project cost $4,000 by achieving agreement for develop concept for big event for feature bonus ahead of schedule, okay? Achieved on-time delivery of concept drawings by managing workload of 3 artists. contributed to ahead of schedule development by working with developers during concept drawing phases. Increased revenue estimated 5% based on marketing split testing by developing 6 additional features, right? You can't put concept to implementation and then imply it was all good, because anybody who's hiring a concept artist is going to be thinking about all those different phases and want to know what you're good at and what you're not. And you can't simply lump them all together. You can't speak globally on a resume. You have to talk specifically and allow the inference, allow the inductive reasoning to get them to a global conclusion.
Good. Okay. Give me one more.
Now I'm going to go back to technical. Okay. By the way, folks, we're doing this for a reason. And the reason is, technical people say all the time to us, well, you don't understand. And I just want you to know something, folks. Oh, actually, I do understand. I know what we're talking about. We know what Lean and Agile and Scrum and all that kind of stuff is. We know what a Scrum Master does. Okay, we've seen it. One of my favorite meetings that I went to for a while was a Scrum meeting. It was great. Very efficient, very effective. And you could tell who knew what they were doing and who weren't, who didn't as well. But even though this is one of the most widespread failings of people in terms of their careers and managing their careers and the documents associated with it, it is particularly egregious among technical people. Technical people attempt to make up for their gross lack of detailed, quantifiable accomplishments by larding it up with all kinds of technical phrases and words, as if to say, I know that what you really want to know is what software I can write code in. I'm sorry, folks. That's not what you want. It may be true for your first job, but not after that. And so we focus on technical also to show that if we can do it in technical, you can do it in less precise areas as well. So last one, lean/agile/scrum/transportation team coach/scrum master was this person's job title out on the web. Dudes. Okay. Dudes. That's the start. Now I am going to read, and I won't stop until I'm done, and I won't add any extra thing, any extra comments at all, and I will not laugh when I read you this person's bullet. Here we go. Introduced Agile, Scrum, and XP principles and practices to a team of business and technical people charged with developing a major enhancement to a successful global manufacturing quality product. This setting was very well served by having 2 business leaders in the team room, including the sponsor, as well as access to SMEs around the world. As a pilot Agile project, they initially thought they were free to do the minimum necessary to get to success, a la Lean. We approached it with that expectation and quickly made visible the impediments that were likely to threaten the project's success in the end. Period.
Wow. Okay.
I will not say that again. However, as this cast has been a little bit different and we wanted to give you really meat down to the very bone of our recommendations, let's try something different. Can we agree here, folks? Raise your hand unless you're driving, that we can agree that this accomplishment might be a little too long. What do you say? Okay. But let me ask you something. Can you make 1 or maybe more decent accomplishments from it? You can make up the numbers. You can make up the customers. You can make up anything you can imagine. Then come to the forums, right? We'll make a sticky post so that no matter where, when you hear this, you can still see it and post your thoughts on possible accomplishments. And Wendy and I will grade you on the accomplishments you come up with. By the way, good general rule, verb result method. and you know what? I know everybody's going, oh, I want to replay it. I'm going to say it again. Because it's so much fun to say it and to not lose it. Here we go. Introduced Agile, Scrum, and XP principles and practices to a team of business and technical people charged with developing a major enhancement to a successful global manufacturing quality product. This setting was very well served by having 2 business leaders in the team room, including the sponsor, as well as access to SMEs around the world. As a pilot Agile project, they initially thought they were free to do the minimum necessary to get to success, a la Lean. We approached it with that expectation and quickly made visible the impediments that were likely to threaten the project's success in the end. I love the last 2 words of that one, the end. This reminds me of the oldest joke in technology and software development. The software development manager turns to the software developer and says, I love everything about your code except the end. And he says, what's wrong with the end? And he says, it's too far from the beginning. So look, this is a chance to be interactive, guys. Come and Wendy and I will take a crack at the stuff that you guys put on there. We'll keep it at the top of something. I'm sure it's already set up. Feel free to come in and take some cracks at it and learn. And we'll be happy to exchange ideas with you as well and judge you on your effectiveness as well. The last thing in the world you want is to have started off on a good career, to have some good accomplishments underneath your belt, but not know how to communicate them, and essentially do a Romeo and Juliet, where if the company knew how good you were, they would have hired you and you would have gone to work for them. But because your resume was so terrible, it didn't capture how good you were because you talked in the wrong language or you didn't use verb result method, you end up not getting the opportunity. And that's just a shame. We want to make this process efficient. And the more people who are playing within the rules that exist right now, in 100 years, the rules will be different. But for now, these are the rules. And let's get good at the rules so the right people get the right jobs so we can all be more efficient and effective. And highlights again from the cast. Remember, verb result method. You got to make a note of your accomplishments regularly. We recommend once a quarter sitting down, jotting them down, putting them in your CMD, your career management document. And then hopefully we gave you enough examples. Accomplishments, folks, are the engine of your resume. Without them, it just doesn't go anywhere. Getting them right is as easy as following the formula. And the formula doesn't hurt you the way you might think. It actually helps you. It makes it clear and concise and crisp and obvious to us. In the same way that after a storm goes through and the sky seems particularly clear, in part because there's no extra water in the air, so it's very dry, it's very clear, you seem like you can see further, that's what we want. We want you to get through all that crud and get to the other side of the storm where it's nice, clear, and dry, and you can see forever. And look, come to the forums, make some suggestions. And by the way, if you're struggling with your resume and you need help, come to the forums and we'll help you. Or many of the other hundreds of people who are there every day will help you as well.
Awesome. All right, my friend. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, partner.
All right. We'll see you. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.